bats, then pop models. Uh-huh. Call them straight shots and then pop bottles. Yeah.
Okay, we poppin' champagne like we won a championship game.
Feel like I got on a championship plane.
Cause I ball hard, no these we ball harder. I am the Birdman,
yeah, I am Big Papa.
Okay, start with straight shots and then pop bottles. Pour it on the models, shut up bitch, swallow. If you can't swallow, shut up bitch, goggle. Straight up out that water with my Marc Jacobs goggles. I'm fresher than a motherfucker, yep, I'm a motherfucker. No, I wouldn't take your girl, but I shall take her tongue from her. Can't you tell I'm in love, woman, like no other woman. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, I thought you were my other woman.
Start with straight shots and then pop bottles.
Yeah.
Flirt with the hood rats, then pop bottles.
Uh-huh.
Start with straight shots and then pop bottles.
Yeah.
Flirt with the hood rats, then
okay,
pop
we poppin' champagne like we won a championship game.
Look like I got on a championship ring.
Cause I ball hard, no bitch we ball harder. I am the Birdman,
yeah, I be
as I recline behind my desk, I ain't got a lot of nights, but I got a lot of checks.
Money.
Got my own shoe, brand new on the set. Went from sitting in a cell to sitting on the jet. From shitting in a cell to shitting on the jet. I lost too many friends, but I won too many bets.
Too many
I made too much money, I ain't make enough yet. So I scratched, and yes, Junior is the best.
Shorty.
So many niggas from my hood on their back. So many niggas from your hood on their back. That's why we so paid and it be like that. I'd rather pop a bottle before I pop a gat. Yeah.
Start with straight shots and then pop bottles.
Yeah.
Flirt with the hood rats, then pop models.
Well,
start with straight shots and then pop bottles.
Yeah.
Flirt with the hood rats, then
okay,
pop
okay, we poppin' champagne start like we won a championship game.
Look like I got on a championship ring.
Cause I ball hard.
No, bitch, we ball harder.
I am the Birdman.
And I'm the J.R.R.
Only sipping red champagne. White tea, red hat, red bandana. Uptown, choppers for companion. Fucking with the bird, man, we chopping your companion. Fucking with my son, and we run up in your mansion. Chopper make music, bitch start dancing. Stun a man back so you know the circumstances. And I'm cooking up the Carter 3, no advance. All my cars automated, automatic. No lie, we don't even drive, no asking. Uptown, we packing and we stacking. Young money, cash money, we the champion. You already know what it is. Son of man, son of man, Junior, what up? We bounce back like that. We get meals with the meals, baby. The last mile is MOB, baby. We popping champagne like we won a championship game.
Look like I got on a championship ring.
Cause I ball hard.
No, bitch, we ball harder.
I am the Birdman.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. It's been a grip since I've done a show, man, you know what I mean? I've been busy, I've been going through all sorts of changes and shit, man. I've been doing shit for the website, the MacCity website, trying to get my money right, man. It's just, you know, the gas prices got things all fucked up. I got so many motherfuckers joining the site, and I got a problem with, I just got bandwidth problems, man, because I believe that, I don't know, per capita, per volume, or whatever, I probably have the most video out of all the black amateur porn sites, man. When you have a lot of members like I have, and then you have a lot of videos, a lot of content like I have, man, you're going to have bandwidth issues and bandwidth concerns. That's basically, I'm getting, shit, nigga, I'm getting ass raped with the bandwidth right now, man. So, y'all motherfuckers, y'all may see some different shit coming down the pike as far as Mac City's concerned. Some different ways of doing things, man. I may have to take some of the videos off in order to offset the bandwidth. I may have to, instead of doing 4 updates a month, I may have to shorten it and only do 2 updates a month. You know what I mean? So I don't know, everything's still up in the air. I'm not really sure how I'm gonna handle all this shit, man, cause I mean, I'm in this motherfucker to have fun, of course, and I'm in this motherfucker to make money. And when it comes to the point that I'm not making any money doing this motherfucking shit, man, you know, I'm not trying to come out of pocket for this shit, man, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be fun, and I'm supposed to goddamn come out ahead, man, in this game, man, come up aces, man, and right now, I'm not coming up aces. I'm actually coming out of the pocket to actually do this shit, man. And that's not how the Fat Mac roll, man. You know, I'm trying to Mac not only hoes, but I'm trying to just Mac life. And I got to figure out a way to Mac this goddamn bandwidth, nigga. Fuck. How am I going to do this shit? Trying to do this without disappointing my motherfucking Mac City residents, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to raise the rent. It's already $29.99. If I raised the rent in the motherfucker, you know, that probably would curtail the bandwidth problem. Number one, that'll keep a lot of motherfuckers out of Mac City that don't deserve or need to be up in Mac City. You know what I mean? You know, just like anything, when you fucking with real estate, if you want to keep the riffraff, you want to keep the motherfucking ghetto folks out of your goddamn neighborhood, man, you make sure your rent is high. You feel me? And that basically ensures that only real motherfuckers, only the upper class can reside up in your motherfucking spot and shit. And so that's one of the main reasons I keep my rent high, nigga. You know what I mean? I don't need no scrubs, you know, coming in, moving in, bringing they fucking roaches to Mac City, man. Fuck that. Keep that shit high. And I don't think I want to raise it no higher. You know what I mean? I want to be fair about this shit. But also, when you keep that motherfucking rent high, man, it's kind of like, you know, of course, it's going to prevent motherfuckers from coming in. Should I say unsavory elements coming into your neighborhood. But also, that will offset some of the bandwidth concerns, if you raise the rent in Mac City for motherfucker to reside on the Mac City streets. If you do have an overage on your bandwidth, the extra money that you used, shit, you know what I'm saying, man. The extra money that motherfuckers pay for membership or rent will go to the bandwidth situation. So, with that said, go take a break, man. You know, I don't know. I got a lot of shit to spit. I'm not really in the mood to spit, but, you know, niggas been at me, you know, saying, hey, man, you know, time to make another show. You know, the retro shows was cool when you did your access show, man, but, you know, we won't. Some fresh new fire, you know, from the Fat Mac niggas. So, and I got some questions, Q&A shit to hit y'all with, man. So, go ahead, take a break, nigga. I'll be back.
Something special. Unforgettable. 50 cents. Just damn. Simple plan. God damn. She want it. I wanna give it to her. She know that it's right here for her. I wanna see her break it down, yeah. I'm ballin', throwin' money around.
She a work girl, she work the pole. She break it down, she take it low. She fine as hell, she bout the dough. She doing a thing out on the floor. Her money, money, she make it, look at the way. She shake it, make you wanna touch it, make you wanna taste it. How you lustin' for it, going crazy, facing now, don't stop. Get it, the way she shake it, make you wanna hit it. Think she double jointed from the way she split it. Got your head fucked up from the way she did it. She's so much more than you used to. She knows just how to move to seduce you. She gon' do the right thing and touch the right spots and dance on your lap till you're ready to pop. She always ready when you want it. She want it like a nympho, the info. I show you where to meet her on the late night till daylight. The club jumping. If you want a good time, she gon' give you what you want.
Baby, it's a new age. You like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. This most got the club all hazy. Spotlights don't do you justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me sitting ew. I'm tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ew. I'm tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me. She won't sit. She won't sit. She won't sit. So I gotta give it to her. She won't sit. She won't sit.
she wants it, so I gotta give it to
your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized.
Gotta thank for that thing she got. The way she make it tick, the way she make it pop, I make it rain for us, so she don't stop. I ain't got the move, I can sit watch. In a fantasy, it's plain to see just how it be, her and me. Backstroking, sweat soaking all under my set sheets. Bitch ready to ride, I'm ready to roll. I'll be in this bitch till the club close, watching her do her thing on all fours. Now that this shit begins to low, from side to side, let the ride break it down,
down, down.
You know I like when you hype and you throw it all around. Different style, different groove, damn I like the way you move. Girl, you got me thinking about all the things I do to you. Let's get it poppin', shawty, we can switch positions. From the couch to the counters in my kitchen.
Baby, you're so new age, you're like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. The smoke's got the club all hazy, spotlights don't do you justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me saying, hey, oh, I'm tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Hey, oh, I'm tired of using technology. I need you right in front of me. She wants it, she wants it, she wants it, so I gotta give it to her. She wants it, she wants it, she wants it, so I gotta give it to her.
Your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized.
What up? Goddamn, goddamn, man. What's up? Fat Mac back up in this motherfucker doing what I do. You know, been a while since I was up in this joint, you know, hollering at my peoples, man. But here I am, I'm back, hitting y'all with the real. Also, before I hit y'all with some of the Q&A shit, just let y'all know what's been going on in my life, man. You know, a lot of cats want to know where the specific bitches is at, you know. Of course, ever since Crazy Bitch Kayla and Crybaby Nish, they did that double team on Thick Lish, I really ain't been fucking with them bitches too much, man. You know what I mean? Hey, you know the old adage, if you lay with dogs, nigga, you gonna get fleas. Well, nigga, I was starting to get fleas fucking with them bitches, man. You know, shit, it got to the point where, like I said, if y'all have been actually listening to some of the old logs, or if you've been reading the journals, man, you know that bitch tried to goddamn stab me, man. Crazy Bitch Kayla tried to stab me with a fucking butcher knife, nigga. And I almost, that particular night, blew that bitch's head off, because I did have a 9mm pistol on me. But I opted to just run the fuck out the door and not even look back, you know what I mean? This all goes back to me always talking about running the race and winning the race of life. And I'll be goddamn if I let a motherfucking hood bitch, man, set me back to goddamn square one, back to the goddamn starting line, man. I was not trying to goddamn go through courts and go through the system and all this kind of shit and trying to explain how I know this bitch and what was I doing with the bitch at that particular time and why didn't I just opt to just run off and why did I have to shoot her? I ain't on that shit, man, nigga. So it was just best for me to just leave. And of course, right about now, Crazy Bitch Kayla and Nish, they going at it, you know, they here and there, and they hate each other, they love each other, they still go through the typical bullshit, they still call me every now and then and shit. But Nish, she has been evicted out of her apartment, so she's practically homeless because of that assault and battery on Thick Lish. The powers that be, the management up in that joint basically said, bitch, you got to go. And Crazy Bitch Kayla, she caught another case. She was riding around with her moms in a ride and something about some pills. They found some pills on Kayla or some shit, so they gave her. She's in and out of fucking bullshit all the goddamn time, man. And it's just a miracle that she ain't done any jail or no prison time, man. It is an absolute See, one of y'all motherfuckers, y'all niggas don't understand, man, that Kayla, she's such a good manipulator, man. And she has such a high charisma that, I mean, she can bamboozle like damn near any and everybody. That's why she was one of my highest recruiters, man. She was always out there in the streets and she was bringing me bitches left and right, man. Because she got a motherfucking, she got a mouthpiece for your ass, man. That bitch, she can lull you to sleep, man, for real. So, right about now, I'm, you know, that's why y'all ain't really seen them two freaks, man. Of course, darling Nikki, her nigga got out of prison, so, shit, that bitch is on lockdown. She can't do shit, you know what I mean? She stays at home, takes care of them kids, you know, nigga putting his foot down, and damn sure ain't hating, because somebody need to step in there and regulate her ass, nigga. She was out of fucking control, man. Couldn't nobody seem to control that heifer, man. But now the homeboy back, she seems to be stable, but the only minus is, of course, there's no more cyber pimping no nappy hatch. No, it ain't. Shit, man. So she's off limits. Thick Lish, she is now 7 months pregnant. I'm gonna be posting pictures of her pretty soon. Yeah, she done swole up like a basketball and shit. And that's just crazy, man, to think that Kayla and Tanisha was beating her ass down when she was pregnant. Of course, didn't nobody really know at the time that she was pregnant and shit. I mean, when I first met her, when she came back fucking with Tanisha, you know, like a month prior to the beatdown, I looked at her and I was like, nigga, you look like you pregnant. Of course, she denied it, but fuck, nigga. And then it finally came out maybe a month or two after the beatdown that she was indeed pregnant. And yeah, nigga, she pregnant. So she about 7 months pregnant right now. She about, you know, she gonna drop the load pretty soon and shit. And I've been tapping on that ass a couple times that she been pregnant. So I love pregnant pussy, you know what I mean? So that's what's going down with some of these females, man. Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think of any other females in particular that y'all cats been hollering at me about, man. Shit. Now, fuck it, I'll save some of these other bras for later, man. We need to get to the Q&A shit, man. But, let's see, what's the Q&A shit right now, man? Q&A. No, fuck that. One more break. Gotta get my mind right, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, Fat Mac could be back. Hold up.
Hood action. the zone, tattoo tight, work bought the low ringtone. Plenty ghetto booty, plenty ghetto booty on her. Roll up a titties, don't smoke Arizona. One night stand, one night with the clan. One night, one time, broke off 10 grand. Project all the way, got her all day. Peter on cuts, they were always gay. Put it on fake, she'll put it in your face. Three stories by a hood rats, babe.
I just stuck on my elevator. Stuck on the gold digger second floor, stuck on the diamond third floor, stuck on the hood rat fourth floor. I don't know, cuz this girl is stuck on my elevator. This girl is stuck on my elevator. This girl is stuck on my elevator. This girl is stuck on my
No, we ain't gonna go yet. Nope. Got some more update shit. Yeah, nigga. No Q&A just yet. Just let y'all niggas know. I basically, you know, I got my own house. You know, I got like 3 rental properties and shit. You know what I'm saying? And all of them is houses. And I was tempted to kick one of my residences out. You know what I mean? So I could just use it for a getaway spot. But I'm like, nigga, fuck that, nigga. That's money that's coming in, man. Because basically, I just had to get the fuck out of my house, man. With my wife and kids and all that kind of shit, nigga. I was just, I'm just tired, man. I need some fucking peace and quiet, some peace of mind. So I had to have me a little fortress of solitude. This is basically coming from, I don't know if any of y'all's Max City players, man. Y'all remember last year around November or December, man. I was basically taking Tanisha and darling Nikki, right, over to my cousin's penthouse pad, man, where all kind of freak shit was going down, man. We had some serious freak parties over there, man. And he's married and he got his own crib, but you know, due to the fact that he's a street pharmacist, man, he could afford a little penthouse joint, man. So that was his little player palace. That was his home away from home. And I'm like, god damn, nigga, I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking. I should have been had one of these and shit. So basically, that's what I did, man. I got me a nice little apartment. Didn't want no house because, you know, when you fucking with a house, man, you know, you got to clean the gutters, cut the grass, trim the bushes, all that kind of fuck shit. I didn't want to do none of that shit, man. I just want to goddamn let everybody do the maintenance, everybody do the work, and I just come up in this motherfucker and chill and invite my bitches over, man. Shit. So that's what's going down right now. I got me a little player palace, man, you know, home away from home. I still I'm still staying at my other crib, you know, my main house, and I still sleep there from time to time and shit, but for the majority of the time I'm over here, man, because it's just peaceful, man. It's quiet, and I just ain't got no fucking kids and no nagging ass bitch in my face every goddamn 5 minutes, man. Fuck shit. Plus, I can have hoes over any time of night I want and shit, man. It's just, I'm doing shit now that I should have been doing when I was 18, man. I'm like, damn it, going on 40, and I've never, ever had my own crib. I've never had my own spot because I got married when I was 18. So I've always shared my pad with my wife. So that's what's going down right now, man. So y'all motherfuckers, y'all may see some wild and crazy ass, some more intimate shit coming from me and certain select bitches, man. You know what I mean? So ain't no telling what's going on with that, man. Just letting y'all know I got my own crib, so y'all not gonna be seeing no hotel action pretty much. I'm just gonna be inviting bitches over and just be banging them out. Fuck it. Yeah, my fat ass gonna get some work in. You better believe that, nigga. Mm-hmm. Fat Mac, baby. Fat Mac. Gonna do it, nigga. Okay, now let's get to the question at hand. You know, this is basically stemming from the crazy bitch Kayla situation. Niggas, you know, want to know what's my stance on basically gorilla pimping and shit. You know, not necessarily gorilla pimping. I'm just using that as a, you know, a reference to smacking bitches up, man. Motherfuckers want to know, is there ever a reason that you should be smacking up on bras and beating their ass and all this kind of shit. And I'm going to let y'all know, man, I'm not that type of motherfucker, a politically correct nigga that's going to look you in your face and say, "Well, you should never hit a woman." I'm not going to tell you that shit, man. There's always a fucking reason why you should be smacking a bitch, smacking the taste out of a bitch mouth, man. I mean, I don't recommend you necessarily do it. To me, it's always the last resort and shit. But man, I'm not ever gonna tell a motherfucker, man, that there's never a time where you should not smack shit out of a bitch. Cause there's plenty of times where you should, no doubt. Real talk, nigga, for real. Now let me go ahead and just give you my philosophy on this shit, man. Because you got some niggas that smack up on broads, right? And it's just obvious why they doing it, because they some weak ass niggas, man. Like, let's say you got a situation where you got a dude and a female in a verbal altercation, and a nigga might raise his hand up and smack the shit out the broad, you know, like smack, because she may have got fly at the mouth, right? But then again, right, if you was to put that nigga in the same situation with a man who was getting fly at the mouth, you know what I'm saying? Would he be so quick to raise his hand and smack that dude? You understand what I'm saying? So we got niggas out there, man, that's real quick to raise their hand and smack shit out of a bitch when she running her mouth. But if a nigga buck up on the same nigga, right, somebody that's got some muscle tone, right, and he talking the same kind of smack, same kind of trash that the bitch was, and he won't raise his hand and he won't motherfucking throw hands with the dude, well, basically, well, you know what kind of nigga you dealing with. You dealing with a punk ass nigga. You know what I mean? So that's what we have in the hood. And man, you got like a lot of niggas that's notorious for woman beating. Like, "Oh, he crazy. He'll beat you up and he'll do this and he'll do that. And, you know, he crazy." And all them niggas ain't crazy, man. I heard a whole bunch of hoes spit that "he crazy" shit. Yeah, he crazy with a bitch. He crazy with some pussy staring him in his goddamn face. He'll goddamn motherfucking buck up and do all kind of wild and crazy shit to a bitch. But what would he do when a nigga in his goddamn face? That's the goddamn question, man. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, this is my theory right here, or this is just how I roll. This is how the Fat Mac do it. Because basically, I believe that violence begets violence. And I don't want to set in motion a self-perpetuating situation, man, where it just never ends, man. I beat your ass, you want to beat my ass, and then I want to beat your ass again, and then we just keep going round and round in this same endless vicious goddamn cycle if I'm gonna get you back, you know what I mean? But yet and still, like I said, that still does not negate the fact that sometimes you still need to put your hands on a bitch. Just like the whole crazy bitch Kayla situation. That bitch came at me with a fucking butcher knife. Okay, now, if that bitch would have goddamn came at me in a certain part of an apartment where I could not escape, you know what I mean? Because she did come at me in a situation where I could make an easy beeline and get the fuck out the apartment without having any sort of physical altercation. But she wasn't fast enough to actually corner my ass and I could escape. Now, if she would have cornered me, man, shit, I would have had to beat that bitch down like a goddamn man, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because that would have been a life and death situation. And I wouldn't have gave a fuck what no court said. "Oh, what are you doing beating up on women? You know, all this kind of shit. Everybody want to ask you, you know, did you have to beat her so hard?" And all this kind of shit. Like, bitch, I got a motherfucking heifer in my face with a goddamn 6-7 inch butcher knife trying to fillet me. I ain't got time to be thinking about your Oprah ass mentality and shit. You know what I'm saying? That bitch about to get done, man. She might even get her neck and back cracked. She might be paralyzed fucking with me. You know what I mean? Shit. So yeah, there is a time where shit, sometimes you just gonna have to, you gonna handle your biz, man, irregardless if she got ovaries and a fucking vulva and goddamn, you know what I'm talking about, man. Fuck the estrogen, nigga. If a bitch trying to buck up like she got testosterone, sometimes you gotta bring that bitch back to reality, man. You know what I mean? So like I'm saying, man, my whole theory on the thing is I handle shit evenly across the board. Case in point, like I said, if you were in a verbal altercation with a broad and she talking fly to you, right, my first inclination is not to raise my hand and smack a bitch in the fucking mouth. You know why? Because I wouldn't even do that if a nigga was doing it. If a nigga was talking cash shit to me, talking fly, I wouldn't raise my hand and try and put my hands on a nigga. I just let the shit ride because, like I said, I got bigger fish to fry. I'm a grown ass man, and I just let a motherfucker be ignorant and I just be about my way. You know, I don't have time for the nonsense, man. So it's pretty much equal all the way across the board, man. You know, I'm not going to buck up just because it's a bitch that's in my face. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen, man. I'm going to handle each situation accordingly. And if there's a female in my face, right, I'm going to give her the same respect that I would get a nigga. You feel me? Understand what I'm saying? So, you know, there can't be no different set of rules for anybody, right? Because my whole thing is violence begets violence. And I don't want to be violent towards anyone, you know? So I'm not going to, if a female is talking crazy ass motherfucking shit to me, to my face, I'm not going to be more prone to smack her, you know, just because she's a female. Like I said, you see, get what I'm saying? I'm not going to be lumped in the same categories of punk ass niggas that's real fucking quick to jump on a bitch just because they know that they can get that shit off. Nope. It's not going to happen, man. So that's my thing, man. If you ain't man enough to buck up on a nigga that's doing something, you know what I mean? Then don't turn around and just buck up on a bitch that's doing the same shit. Because you just basically telling everybody what kind of punk ass nigga you are, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Don't be jumping on a bitch just because you feel you can get it off and you feel that she can't defend herself. Shit, man. You know what I mean? Shit, like I said, be prepared to jump on a nigga the same way you would jump on the broad if y'all was in the same situation. And now that's basically my little ditty on that, man. But also, on the flip side of it, if you do have to put your hands on a bitch, right? Basically, what we're looking at is degrees of violence and shit. So, I have actually punched a bitch. That was in high school. There was a bitch who was twice my size who was fucking harassing me, man. She'd been harassing me for like 2-3 weeks and shit. She actually liked me. And she kept fucking around, playing with me, picking on me on the goddamn school bus and shit, man. And the bitch was like twice my size, and everybody was scared of the bitch. And she had a notorious family of criminals and shit. No one ever dared cross this bitch, man. But I had to basically beat this bitch's ass, man, because she kept invading my goddamn space. You know what I'm saying? So I dotted that bitch eye, and I gave her, she basically had to wear sunglasses to school for 3 weeks. But that wasn't without repercussions. You know, her cousins and brothers tried to shoot me, you know what I mean, after the situation, shot bullet holes all in my house and all that kind of shit. See what I'm saying? Violence begets violence, man, you know what I mean? But needless to say, I came out of it unscathed. I didn't get shot. But yet and still, that bitch did leave me alone. I tell you that much. The bitch no longer played games with me, no longer teased me, no longer fucked with me and shit. And shit, that was the end of that. Shit, I ended the goddamn harassment when I dotted that bitch's eye. Okay. And so, like I'm saying, if you do get in a situation with a female, 9 times out of 10, you ain't gotta ball up your fist, and you ain't gotta motherfucking really put your goon hand down on her. Just a couple quick slaps to the grill, you know, slap, slap. Just to get her fucking attention. Let's say y'all having a verbal argument or whatever, and then she starts going crazy, wilding out, throwing kitchen utensils at you and shit, and you may have got hit in the face with a big ass coffee mug, got a knot on your head, and the bitch just won't chill the fuck out, you know what I mean? Now keep in mind, when you do retaliate, more likely use the nigga that's gonna go to jail. Okay, so I don't want y'all to have no illusions about what the fuck is gonna happen. She'll be beating on your ass till kingdom come, and then the time you decide to retaliate, she'll call the police, and then you'll be the motherfucker that goes to jail, even though she was the one instigating it, and she was the one that goddamn put your ass in a situation where you had to defend yourself, you know what I mean? So I don't recommend that you really put your goon hand down and ball up your fist and shit. I mean, I mean, I would say some shit like you don't want to leave no marks, but in today's day and age, you ain't even got to leave a mark on a bitch. You know what I mean? You going to jail any goddamn way just because she said you did something. But yet and still, you don't want to beat her like a goddamn man. Just a couple quick slaps to the grill. Psh, psh, get the bitch attention. Like, hey, sit your ass down. Listen to this reason before I really have to goddamn fuck you up, bitch, okay? Come on now. All right, I'm trying to be cool. You know what I mean? I never recommend that you just go overboard and have use excessive force on a broad. You know what I'm saying? You use just enough force to neutralize the situation and try and get her ass to calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? But also, like I said, put the disclaimer on this motherfucker. Look, as soon as you put your hands on her, nigga, be prepared to spend a motherfucking day in jail, because that's just how it is nowadays. She can goddamn spit on you, call your mama a punk, and piss on you, throw piss on you, and, you know, try and stab you up and kick you in the nuts and all that kind of shit. And the minute you raise your hand, smack that bitch, leave a little fucking handprint on that bitch face, nigga, you going to jail. So, like I said, I don't recommend it. But like I'm telling y'all, yeah, there is a time and a place to be smacking up on a bitch. Right, and like I said, there's very few instances where I feel that you gotta knuckle up a bitch, you know what I mean? The whole crazy bitch Kayla situation, yeah, that was a situation where she could have got knuckled up and pieced up. Not only that, but she could have got some of these 9mm parabellum slugs up in her ass at the same time. But I chose the higher route, and I chose to just run the fuck out and go home and avoid the whole judicial system, you know, as a whole. It wasn't worth it and shit, you feel me? Plus the fact that I know that she's mentally ill, and I know, I mean, and she's a genuine fucking friend, man. I love that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Even though with all her fuck shit and all her conniving, crafty, just evil, carnivorous ways, man. Crazy bitch Kayla, that's still my bitch, man, you know what I'm saying? And I really just couldn't justify killing that bitch, man. So that's basically my whole stance on violence and knuckling up bitches and smacking bitches up and, you know. Okay. This is going to be interesting. Hello? Shit, nothing at the crib? Hello? What's up, baby? You still debating if you're gonna go?
Yeah.
The whole problem is the babysitter thing?
Yep. My grandma said she didn't even tell my great-grandma that. My great-grandma said she didn't even tell my grandma that.
Oh, okay.
But she said she'll watch them.
Oh, so you good to go then, right?
Yeah, I
guess. Damn, who the fuck is this? Hey, babe, can you hold on one sec? Alright, hold up. Hello? Hello?
Alright, my phone's about to go dead. It's about to take off. I'm calling your house phone.
Alright. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Why aren't you going to work then?
I'm going to go. With my paycheck, I'm with my shit. I'm going to fuck the hotel.
Oh, there you go. You'll be alright in a couple days. It'll pass over. Yeah, it will. It will too. Does that include me?
What?
Does that include me?
I didn't say you.
Well, you said everybody. I'm just trying to make sure. No, nah, but you said everybody. You didn't say your family. You said I'm cool on everybody.
Do the hell you want. Get out my face for your sake and mine too. Bye. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, you gotta go work, baby. I mean, that's your key to get free, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say what?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to get up and get dressed.
You about to get up and get dressed?
Yeah.
Shit, so what time you want me to come get you? So, you don't have no way to drop them off?
No.
Oh, man, y'all's a mess over there, nigga.
Nah, they a mess. They don't got no fucking way to take them over here.
Where the car at?
Audi.
Where the car at? Your mama got it?
No, my stupid ass. What's the problem? My mama's mama.
Okay. Man. Shit, that's crazy. Have you talked to him on the phone?
Oh.
Whoever got the car?
Yeah, I talked to her. She know I got no transportation.
Well, did she say she coming back?
She ain't.
Why ain't she?
Cause she's going to my cousin's graduation.
Oh, that's foul. Just gonna leave you with no babysitter.
Whoever graduates first, they take care of him.
Shit. Where you gotta take the kids at?
Oh my god, Mom. I'm not gonna go.
You gotta go. Hello?
Right, I'm gonna go.
Well, like I said, where do you gotta take the babies?
Over there.
Well, I'll take you over there to drop the babies off, okay? Hello?
Okay,
what time when we come pick you up?
Probably at 7:30.
About 7:30? You said 7:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll be there 7:30.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Put my cape on. Got to go save sweets. Yep, man. That's what I do. I save them. It's a good paying job, nigga. You ought to try it. Once again, Fat Mac baby. Oh, all day, every day. Giving you that real shit, motherfucker. MacCity.com. And, yeah, man. I don't know what I'm going to do about the rent in Mac City, nigga. But, damn, I'm going to ponder this. Shit, there's a whole lot of changes I'm probably going to have to make pretty soon. Gas prices has got shit all fucked up and discombobulated, nigga. Shit, what's today, motherfucker? What's today, the 14th? I think today the 14th or 15th. No, today's the 16th of motherfucking May. 16th of goddamn May, 2008, nigga. God damn it, I gotta start putting my dates on here. I keep forgetting to do that shit, man. So, yeah. So, just in case y'all wanna know, this motherfucking show made on the 16th of May, 2008. Gas prices done rose up over $4. Oh, man, this shit getting crazy, man. Please, with the Antichrist, stand up so you can lower the goddamn gas prices, nigga. Fuck. Can I get a motherfucking break, nigga? Anyway, Fat Mac is out. And I appreciate y'all motherfuckers stopping by, hanging out with a nigga. I'm out.